Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, work it, baby. Let me see you shake them hips. Can you really drive me crazy? Let me see you lick them lips.
I see it in your eyes when I lick my lips and move it like this. Put your hands up on the thigh. You feel it, child. I know you want this. Baby, let me put it on your floor. Now bring it to the top and stop like, oh.
Your hips and hands like that. What you mean to put you on my plans like that? I didn't know I had so many fans like that. Don't get excited, you're a little bit creepy. Is it chilly in here? You just real glad to see me. I use tongs when I toss that salad. I found plenty. Bought my season pass for the map. Let's step it up too much. Is it I'ma go for your belt like prize boxing? Or play, let's touch your knees. And when I'm done, you might want to touch your knees.
I know I can't.
And I'm a they say I'm a little too frisky, a little too kinky, a little too risky. I might wanna dance with Missy. I think she's hotter than Mississippi. I like the way you're throwing it at me. Not too freakish, not too classy. You can talk, don't walk right past me. I don't freeze up when I perform like Cassie. But I ain't doing it all night. Give me 40 minutes, honey, you'll be alright. I can sit in, I don't have to slack. If you don't come when I come, then you come when I come back.
Entertainment show, whereas we discuss everything entertainment under the sun. And tonight, oh my God, tonight we are most definitely taking it to a different level. Our guests tonight, Miko Sense and Travis Falstad. I pray I said that right. But anyway, they're going to be here to chat with us about the only sexy video chat service using FaceTime on the iPhone 4, iPod Touch, Mac computer, and even on Skype, y'all. This new service, IP4Play, features actual video and voice chat with live models in real time. And I think just, you know, from that introduction, we're going to have to pull out the red carpet for Miko and Travis. We just have to.
Everybody on your
hey, and with that, of course, course, I want to welcome our guest tonight, the geniuses behind IP Foreplay. We have the official spokesperson, Miko Sense, and I'm just going to say Travis, and we'll let him say his last name. Miko may have to say her last name, too, but Miko and Travis, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was a great welcome.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. You know, we had to do it up because you guys have been doing some great things. Okay, see, I wanted to make you guys feel special. But, you know, definitely thanks for giving us a portion of your, what day is it? Jeez, it's been a crazy weekend.
It's Monday.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's been definitely a busy weekend. I know busy for you, too, as well. So what I want to do right now, and either one of you guys could start it off with a little bit of more information to our listeners in regards to what is, I know I broke down a little bit, but I'm really fast with my introductions and stuff. So, Miko, maybe, I don't know who really does the breakdowns as far as IP Foreplay, but share with our listeners what that is exactly.
What it is, it's a, like you said, it's the first adult live chat they can do through the iPhone 4, iPod Touch. So you get one-on-one personal time with your model of choice. And like you said, it's in real time. So wherever you get a Wi-Fi connection, you can have live chat. So you explained it pretty well.
Okay, that's what's up. I did good. Hello, Travis.
You did really good.
Well, thank you so much for that, Miko. Tell us, I want to say first off to you, Travis, please go ahead and share with our listeners your last name. Because I know I messed that up.
No, it's Falstead. But like I said, it's I hear all sorts of variations. So I usually know when you're talking to me.
Okay. All right. So go ahead, Travis, since I have you on also. I know that you I want to understand exactly what your role is with the company, IP Foreplay.
Yeah, I basically co-founded it with an investor about 5 months ago. We had a, I used to work for a big video game company, and we were starting an app company, and the iPhone 4 announcement came out in May. And we saw FaceTime and started realizing that the first company that was able to put a video chat service live on FaceTime would be really well positioned. So we took our tech resources and just, you know, took a hard, like a hard detour and put this service live in about 2 months.
Okay.
And that, you know, and now the only, what's been great is Apple's continuing to roll it out further. So just a couple of weeks ago, they announced that it's also FaceTime is also available on any Mac computer. So,
wow.
You know, and then we launched Skype a little while ago, about 6 weeks ago. So it's nice. It changed from, you know, 500,000 people that had iPhone 4s that could use the service at the beginning to now there are probably 100 million people around the world that at least is our addressable market. So that was kind of
wow.
Nice.
That's so, oh my God, that is just so awesome. And just the fast pace with everything with IP Foreplay is just crazy. I remember I was presented with the possibility of interviewing you guys about a month ago. And just everything that's happened in 1 month is just retarded to me, you know.
I do.
So what are some of, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say it's, you know, we know there are other people that are going to launch services like this, and there might be other smaller companies like us, or they might be large companies that are getting into this space. So it's, you know, every, like we're bringing on a lot of, we started it all from
right.
a studio, you know, and
right.
so we, you know, we had Miko and a couple other of the original girls that came in and, you know, but that it's kind of difficult. First of all, you know, you have to staff it 24 hours and all that. But then we realized that we could build out this platform where girls could take an iPod Touch, plug into our tech system, and then kind of run their own business. As weird as it sounds.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, a girl will do an interview over Skype, get an iPod Touch, and we've been supplying those, you know, at least in the beginning. And then she sets up and figures out what hours she wants to work. and we give her a piece of revenue. Right now we're giving everybody a guarantee as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, and so that's, we've just been, like, overnighting these iPod touches, you know, every week and building up our network of girls who can work from home around the country. And I think we're going to start hiring internationally as well. So it, that'll be convenient because we'll have girls working in the UK.
Yeah.
And, you know, that means we don't have to have a girl in Los Angeles that's up at 5 a.m.
Exactly.
Handling calls from, exactly, yeah.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I wanna, I definitely wanna talk about a couple variety of questions. Right now, I wanna revert to Miko because she is the official IEP Foreplay spokesmodel. So, if you can, Miko, if you can walk us through your day as the official spokesmodel.
Well, I'm actually online. I work at the studio, and at the studio, it's great because we can offer shows with multiple girls. We can, if I'm doing a show for a customer, I can guest star another model. So studio time is awesome. We also do a lot of promotions there. But I also work from home. So I actually, I'm probably online 6 out of 7 days a week. And I take calls from home, my own home. I have a cute little setup in my bedroom, and I do all sorts of shows at home and then at the studio. So, I mean, that's a typical day for me, but I also handle media and radio interviews such as this. So
okay.
It's been really awesome being their spokesmodel. I've met a lot of really cool people, and I feel like I've learned a lot about business as well. So it's been a great experience.
That sounds awesome. So how did you wind up, how did you find yourself as the the spokesmodel? How did that come about?
Well, I think it's actually pretty awesome. I think it kind of fell into my hands right before my 26th birthday.
Okay.
So I launched with them. So I'm part of the original crew, and I think I just took the initiative and went the extra mile, you know, to put the name out there. And I do have a little fan following as well. So I would do little extra things like leaving flyers at certain stores and just spreading the word. So it just kind of landed in my lap, and it's awesome. I just took a big interest in the company.
Okay.
I would love to add to that. I want to add to that. I think that Miko's a little bit humble. The reality is that, you know, she's very pretty, she's very well-spoken, she's smart, but then she, when we were working on figuring out what first things we were going to do for promotion, you know, and I was like, let's have some brainstorming, and started asking her, she'd already been out handing out flyers and going to events, and she'd just been out there promoting us without even, like, us ever asking her.
Right, right. That is definitely,
you know,
taking the initiative.
Yeah.
Well, I've worked for a lot of companies, and I feel very strongly about this one. I think we have, like, an awesome team, and I'm really proud to be a part of it. So it was pretty easy. I wanted to see this company succeed. So in my mind, I was going to do whatever I could to help.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's what's up. Well, hey, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there for you, considering, you know, I guess you're with a company at, like, a level where it's so groundbreaking. I'm sure you'll have a little bit of stock in the company if you don't already have it. So you go, girl. You go. And if that little bit helps, just, you know, just help me out. Pat my back a little bit. You know, pat my pockets. I'm just kidding. But, no, I want to ask you this because I'm sure that there's a lot of girls that maybe want to – I mean, because you laid a lot of things down that, you know, most people these days, they're trying to be entrepreneurs. A lot of people listen to our show. Our EOTM stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move. So there's a lot of people that's looking for different things that they can do at home. So go ahead and share with our listeners out there, Miko, that may be wanting to work with IB Foreplay. If you guys are hiring, what is the hiring process?
Well, we, like Travis said, we do the Skype interview. So any girl that's interested in working for IP4play.com, you need to be, I would say you have to be pretty outgoing not so shy, because you're going to have the customers, you know, you're going to have a lot of customers that may be a little more shy. So you have to be outgoing, be able to start a conversation, keep it going, and make them feel comfortable. Also, it'd be nice if you had some flexible hours here and there, but we've been hiring all sorts of girls for all sorts of hours. But I would just say, just really, if you have an outgoing personality and you like to meet new people all the time, because you're going to meet a lot of different people, this would be a good job. So I think those are a couple of things. What do you think, Travis?
I think
he does more of the hiring.
Okay.
Yes. You know, and it's just anybody that's interested can go to the site and they'll find a link, and it's apply@ip4play.com. And, you know, we kind of take it from there. We send out an application with just a form to fill out, and then it leads to, you know, either an interview or not. We get a lot of submissions, so sometimes it takes us a week or two to get back.
I'm sure, just with everything that's happened within the last month, I'm sure everybody's trying to get a little bit of peace and be able to start something to make a lot of money with IP Foreplay. That's what's up. So, yeah, definitely. So what I want to do right now, we're going to go ahead and just take a really quick commercial break, considering, you know, we just finished talking to Miko and she got like a little bit of girl power and all that good stuff. We're going to play a track by a female up-and-coming artist by the name of Drama Gans. It's called Crank Girl, and it's dedicated to you, Miko. Hold tight, y'all.
Hey, real talk. You need to fuck with me. I got what you need. Weight, net weight, distribution, shipping, handling, whatever it is.
From a city where niggas try to straighten crinkles out the game, selling underground singles out the trunk of candy paint. I just wanna go where everybody know my name. Always glad I came and I could feel that in my veins. They know me from hustling, I'm about that change. Calculating profits, no losses, all gain. Cranking off the chain out here, gotta maintain. I'm flooding the city cause I ain't saying same thing. They on the same block trying to claim the same thing. Let me say the same thing, I don't claim same thing. I'm shoving that thing, keep the bone out their brain. Before I leave the thing, listen, I'ma leave the stain. I'm a crank girl. I push it like way. I push it like way. Hey, tell them what it means.
It's a soul with the soul.
Push what it means.
It's a soul with the soul.
I'm a crank girl. I push it like way. I push it like way. Hey, tell them what it means.
It's a soul with the soul.
Push
what it means.
It's a soul with the soul.
No middleman in the way to stop my $1 million march. Then it's over a billion serves like the golden arch. Soon as I get it in, it's a sin, get it off. I push your past broke. Hello, I'm the new boss.
Do you
tell it through the clouds or by way of Greyhound? Getting where it need to be, yeah, I'm dispatching now. They call it for the boat break, on a discount. Time to negotiate and up the minimum amount. Now I'm spreading around, do the math, hey, I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm just making sense, that way I ain't got a pack.
Yeah.
Get up in the booth, being shocky with the cold. What you know about cold? Me and West crank mode.
Yeah.
I'm a crank girl. I'm a crank girl. I push it like way. I push it like way. Hey, tell them what it means.
It's a soul with the soul.
Hey, what it means.
It's a soul with the soul.
I'm a crank girl. I push it like way. I push it like way. Hey, tell them what it means.
It's a soul with the soul.
What it means.
It's a soul with the soul.
It's like a piece of soda with no whip at all. Soon as it drops, it's moving like you, Paul. It's already weighed and it's wrapped up like a champ set for the KO, cranking me in T-stamp. I stay campaigning, drama Obama. Sound scan scale is my eyeball monitor. This is incredible, it's moving like the 80s. Made my own lane, yeah, I'm such a fucking lady. Everything's crazy, F you pay me.
Yeah.
Kill myself before I let a nigga play me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a crank girl. I push it like way. I
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. This is your girl, Carla B. This is our E-Buzz Entertainment Show. Our guests tonight, Miko and Travis of IEP Foreplay. And that song, with all due respect, was dedicated to Miko because she's definitely a mover and a shaker. She's a young female out there. She's the spokesmodel of IEP Foreplay. So that's definitely, that's like a, with EOTM Radio, Miko, that's like a power song.
Thank you, and I feel special. Thank you so much.
No problem. But definitely just getting back on a more serious tip when it comes to, you know, the business aspect of IEP Foreplay, want to turn the tables a little bit, chat with Travis. I know that in, like, the little research, I have such a bad way with words, but with the research that we've done for this show, we've definitely learned a lot about IEP Foreplay and all the great things that you guys are doing. You are most definitely pioneers in adult entertainment. And, I mean, it's just a great thing when somebody creates. My thing is, I love creative minds. And just to think business-wise and create this great new technology that you guys are doing and just pushing it out there, and you're making a lot of money. But the thing is, it's just not about you. It's all about, it's about communities, it's about giving back. And I was just so, I don't know, it was just like a feeling just at the bottom of my, like, heart when I saw that on November, I think it was November, I want to say 19th, you guys donated 100% of all profits towards the AIM Healthcare Foundation. I thought that was just awesome. So tell us about the AIM Healthcare Foundation and, you know, why did you guys do that?
I think you can take this the best.
Yeah, AIM Healthcare, what they are, they cater to people in the adult industry, but it's an amazing, amazing healthcare that I've gone to. They're great people. They're understanding. They have counselors there. It's like a family when you go in there. So it's for people who don't have medical insurance as well. You can go in there and get taken care of. You can do a regular exam. You can get tested. And it's just the biggest support system there. They're great, great people. So when I found out that 100% of the proceeds were going to the AIM Healthcare, I was really, really impressed. So that's a little bit about AIM Healthcare.
Okay, that's
all that I know, but they're great.
Yeah, I mean, it really is awesome. Uh-huh, go ahead, Travis, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, I'm very new to this industry, so we're trying to learn as quickly as possible, but I had never heard of AIM until this, the last couple months as we've gotten into
okay.
it. And I've heard everybody has just had glowing, mm-hmm. you know, just incredible praise for them. And then,
right.
you know, with the actor who contracted HIV, believe it was about 6, maybe 8 weeks ago, that was when I first really started to understand what they did. And, you know, the idea is just talking to my funder, and, you know, we started thinking that we're new to this business, and it sounds like they do a really fantastic job of being
right.
a support mechanism there. So, you know, we're primarily, you know, we approach it with, like I said, I came from technology, so we approach it with a tech company mindset, and
okay.
that's why we, you know, we have things like the options program for talent, and then, you know, things like a day where we can donate profits to an organization like AIM Healthcare. It
okay.
just made a lot of sense. And it was, it just seemed like a good thing to do. And it was great hearing, like, Nico's feedback when we brought it up, because it definitely made sense.
I was really happy. Yeah, I was really happy. They're great. I mean, when I first moved out here, I didn't have medical insurance. And I remember I had an earache, and they took care of it, and they were the sweetest people. So I just thought it was great.
Right.
They're a very awesome healthcare.
Right. And just so our listeners can really understand exactly what AIM Healthcare is, it's a foundation. It's a healthcare foundation. It's a nonprofit corporation created to care for the physical and emotional needs of sex workers and the people who work in the adult industry through their HIV and STD testings and treatments, counseling and support group programs. AIM Healthcare serves the sex worker community. Their goal is to provide healthcare for the body, mind, emotion, and spirit, as well as to take a leadership position in promoting safe and responsible sexual behavior, not only for the adult entertainment industry, but for everyone. So I thought that was a really great thing, especially in this day and age, you know. So, and for you guys to be partnering with something like this is a really great thing also, you know. So, yeah, just kudos to you guys on that. That was an awesome, you know, gesture on your part to be able to give back to, you know, maybe some of your workers and other people within, you know, different you know, economic statuses and stuff. So that's so great.
Thank you very
much. Oh, yeah, definitely. So tell us this. The biggest thing right now when it comes to IP foreplay is that it is available to Apple and Mac FaceTime users. So to somebody who is just so clueless to this kind of technology, why is this so big, Travis or Miko?
Thank you, Travis.
I'll take the first part and Miko can finish up. It's a big deal for a bunch of reasons, and actually Miko can speak to the differences probably better than I can. But the I think what we're compared to a lot is webcam, you know, and there's a lot of you know, free chat in there where there are 600, 800 people that are in a channel watching a girl who a lot of times is just kind of bored. I mean, it's free chat; she's not making money, and so she's just kind of bored sitting on her bed doing whatever and hoping that someone will pay for private time, which then isn't really private time because it's still not voice-to-voice contact for the most part. And there are, you know, maybe 50 people that paid for a voyeur access to the call. So it's certainly not really intimate. And what we, you know, and I also, I don't see that there's much of a screening process for the girls that do webcam typically, and and what we've tried to do is actually, I mean, you know, I'll be the first person to say that, you know, I hire girls that I'm attracted to, not just physically, but also, I mean, it's hard to deny that I'm a little bit of a geek, you know, and I,
okay,
you know, trust me, it's a little bit true, but, you know, and so it's nice to, if there's a girl that, you know, is smart and has a great personality and maybe a sense of humor. And that's what we've seen, you know, and I've heard anecdotally, again, Miko can speak to it better, but it sounds like a lot of the people that have the Apple technology, like the new iPod Touch, you know, right after it came out, or the iPhone 4, or have installed the beta so they can use it on the Mac computer, are also on the geeky side. And so they're, you know, and maybe they work a lot, maybe they, you know, don't have a lot of women that they can talk to. And so it seems like a lot of the calls center around not even any nudity, but more of just chit-chatting. And that's something, I mean, I found fascinating.
That's great. That's true. And it's true. And these are guys that maybe, and Travis had some great points, either some of them maybe they're very shy around women, you know, or they don't have time to meet girls. So this is a very personal one-on-one experience. I have a lot of repeat customers, and they call every week, so we pick up where we left off from the week before, and it's great. Like, I know what's going on in their lives and vice versa to a point. But, you know, I even have some of them sending me pictures that they took, like really cute. So I have this one guy that just sent me some pictures from his photography of, like, flowers and all sorts of random things. But no, I swear. No, he really did.
Okay.
No, this one did. And he's one of my favorites. He calls, like, clockwork. And we actually do Skype. And we always just have, like, conversations. And so most, you know, my customers, I know them by face and name now a lot of them become regulars. It's a very personal one-on-one experience, and these shows are not recorded, which is also great. When you do webcam, not only are there voyeurs, but the video is recorded, and anyone, any member can buy those pre-recorded videos. So this is very personal, where nothing is being recorded. So I think that's awesome. I think that's great.
Wow, that is. And speaking of, you definitely shared a lot of great advantages to IP foreplay. But speaking of what you just touched on a little bit ago, which was repeat customers. So you're saying that. So tell me this. How do the girls make money? I don't know. Can you share that with us? Or is that something, kind of confidential?
No.
Okay.
What happens is everyone is given a guaranteed rate. Now, if they exceed and they do very well, then you can always make more money. Everyone makes money no matter what. And so, obviously, we want our girls to generate a fan base. I find that the more repeat customers you have, the more money you can make, though. And we have a lot of repeat customers. I think all of the girls, if you look on the site, we have a really good variety of girls. Everyone seems to have repeat customers, their favorites.
Yeah.
But, for every girl, it's going to be different. I think the more repeat customers you have, it's better, it's better for your business. But we also get a lot of new people. So, like I said, everyone gets a set rate. But if they exceed in calls, they seem to be very popular, a lot of people are calling in for certain models, then they're going to make more money.
Right.
So it kind of works like that. Did that answer your question?
Well, it did. And one more question. I'm actually getting an instant message from some of our listeners. Are the women considered independent contractors, or are they like W-2 employees?
They're independent contractors.
Okay. Well, they like own their own business. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As crazy as it sounds, that is absolutely the way we look at it. We brought in people to help provide them guidance on how to market themselves, build a brand, use the media, use technology.
Right.
We don't want, again, I keep thinking of what I see in the webcam business. Is the girls kind of plug into the platform, they have huge traffic on the websites, and then they sit around and wait for a call.
Right.
For a private call. And what we encourage, all the business is pre-sold. So what we're really encouraging is for the girls to build the fan base. And honestly, if they build a fan base and they're incredibly successful, we give a portion of revenue. So a girl can start making $80 or $100 an hour at some point,
Oh, that's crazy. Don't make me switch professions.
<I know. laughs> I'm pretty great.
Yeah, that's what's up. Congratulations to the, all the ladies that are out there doing it. So let me ask you, Travis, or even Miko, so what will IP foreplay do for the entertainment industry within the next 5 years, in your opinion?
Well, I think that's a big thing that we're doing, at least in video, is it's not something that's really piratable because there's an intimate personal experience. So as opposed to making DVDs, like a lot of companies are doing, we're selling a one-on-one experience and a recurring experience. And I think that personalization, which we've seen obviously with new technology for the last quite a few years.
Right.
So I think it's just continuing to expand into different mediums. And I think that for the adult industry, for sure, the ability to, it's crazy because if somebody's a fan of a girl who, and we have porn stars, we have Girl Next Door, and then some girls that just want to, set it up and try it out from home.
Right.
But the thing is even a girl who has a huge following and a lot of fans, the fans can be, they're fans of the videos, they're fans of the girl, and for a pretty inexpensive price, way less than a parking ticket, they can just sit down and talk to the girl on their mobile phone, and there are people that, hey, they're on the go. They've got things going on. So they call in, you know, they're synced up with a Verizon MiFi on their phone, and they'll call us from, or we'll call them. They place the order while they're on the road, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. So
not driving,
through that.
Course. Not driving.
Yeah. So walk us through that. Walk us through someone wanting to initiate a chat, a live chat with one of the models. What would they need to do? Walk us through that.
Sure. They visit the website, and we've tried to make it really seamless. So there's a
which is the ip4play.com.
That's
that
right.
Okay.
Yeah, ip4play.com, and then they we have a fuller version that you get from a normal laptop or desktop computer. And then we have a little bit more streamlined version on iPhones or on mobile devices. And so they visit the website. They pick a girl that they're most attracted to, that they, you know, want to talk to, and go ahead and place a transaction. It just goes through to our billing provider.
Okay.
And then within 5 minutes, maybe 10 in some cases, the model will call them. The model calls them on their mobile device, or if they're on an iPod Touch, you have to use a FaceTime registered email. So,
right.
You know, and they enter all that when the customer signs up. So
wow.
They just place their order, and 5 minutes later, the girl's calling them.
Wow. That is so
That's
awesome.
Very fast. Fast service.
Wow. Wow. That's what's up. That's astounding. That is really astounding. Oh, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up with Miko and Travis. Hold tight, everybody.
Hey, I need to know about some PR. PR at work that EOTM doing, child. Tell me something about it, Sugar.
Okay, you mean PR work? Do you need PR?
Yeah, Sugar, that's what I'm saying.
EOTM Media Group is always looking to expand its roster of selected and talented clients. If you're interested in becoming a client,
yeah, I'm interested.
Please email pr@eotmradio.com or call 909-559-1763. That's our L.A. office. Or 678-548-9466 in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an office in D.C., which is 646-713-9327. For a free consultation, please give us a call. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call with all them numbers. Well, I will give you a call, and I sure appreciate it. All right, dear baby.
Thank you, and always remember, you will always need a publicist.
Oh!
We first made.
bills, yo. I'm phoning for today. My money, you can get that. Cash it all away.
Of IP4Play.com, and we're all oiled up and ready to get naughty. Just kidding. I always wanted to say that. But you guys, it has definitely been such a pleasure. I've had so much fun with you guys. I want to say thank you for giving us a portion of your Monday evening. And hopefully this will not be the last visit to EOTM Radio, because I know we just touched on the surface. This is just the beginning of so many great things with IP4Play. So just know that our door is always open for you both and for anybody affiliated with IP4Play. So what
Thank
I want to do
sir.
At this time.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. What I want to do at this time for you both, Travis and Miko, is to give you guys a little bit of time to share some parting words with our listeners.
Absolutely. Do you want to start, Mika?
Sure. Well, now that you know your viewers are heard of, for anyone that's never used our service, it would be awesome for you guys to check it out and see what we're all about. So we have a lot of people to choose from, a lot of fun girls. And one thing I'm not sure if I mentioned, all the girls that do work for the company are very outgoing, interesting, smart girls. So it would be really fun for you guys to check it out and see what our girls are all about.
Yeah, and one, a couple things, I guess. All you have to do, you could definitely follow us on Twitter, and it's just twitter.com/IP4Play, and it's IP, the number 4, the word play.com, or sorry, IP4Play at Twitter. But then on Friday, we're going to have what we think is the best Black Friday sale of anyone that I've ever seen.
Oh.
How's that for overselling it? But it truly is. It's a pretty fantastic discount and special that we're going to offer. So we'll be announcing that on Twitter and probably via an email. So if anybody wants to sign up to the email list on the website, all you have to do is register. And you'll find out. We'll probably be sending an email about it on Wednesday morning.
Wow. Oh, my God. Just so many great, great things that you guys are doing. And I'm definitely looking forward to just some great, great stuff coming from IP4Play. And not just the actual – I mean, just a lot of things coming from with you guys. You guys are going to be creating so many business people that will be coming from you guys, and no telling them what they'll be doing. They're independent contractors. And you guys, they are actually hiring, so make sure you visit the website, www.ip4play.com, and check them out. They're doing some great things. You definitely want to connect with this this great, great new technology, this great business, and all these great people that work with IP4Play. Again, you guys, this is to Travis and Amiko and everyone affiliated with IP4Play. Again, thanks for giving us a portion of your Monday evening. Thanks for sharing with our listeners all the great stuff that you guys are doing. And, of course, you know, being in this day and age, especially being based in California, where the situation as far as jobs is so just crazy right now. So this is the era for, business people, entrepreneurs. Definitely check them out, y'all, www.ip4play.com. Thanks again, everybody. Peace and blessings. Thanks, Travis. Thanks, Miko. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Got him. Let me tell you about my bitch, man.
Yeah,
yay.
Hey, yo, shorty was the baddie. Fly hella thick. Brown skin pop with the gloss on the lip.
It's 8 o'clock, y'all, on EOTM Radio. It's Ron Anthony. This is Ron Anthony. We got some good inspirational music for you. Right now, I'm going to send this song out to our Bishop Eddie Long at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. Even angels learn how to fly. This goes out to Bishop Eddie Long and the New Birth in the midst of their trials and storms.
I'm driving in circles, should have bought that new phone. Can't find my way to all the places I call home. I'm on my own. I'm at the station pumping gas, yeah, I'm taking out the trash. I'm
Blah!